You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 208. You are the point of origin. Thank you for tuning in. Today we have a message from Spirit about the powers that you have to create your own reality. Spirit says you are the point of origin for everything in your life to manifest. You need to think about this statement because it's very deep. But before we dive into our message today, I want to congratulate and welcome our newest lightworker, Lori Maloney of Texas. She is our newest ordained lightworker with Awaken the Healing Ministries. And we are so very happy to welcome Lori to our light family. It is our greatest pleasure to know that our messages are reaching people around the world and awakening the giants that will lead humanity into the new earth. This is the time that prophecies are being fulfilled, where the dead, those who have been asleep, will rise and walk the earth once again. We are those that the ancients were speaking of. We are the sleeping giants. And when one of us awakens and returns to the light of Source, then it is felt throughout the universe. We are awakening, and the light has returned to the earth once again. Praise God for all of you who are shining your light. Please continue to do so. Thank you. Now let's get back to our message from Spirit. We are told that in this new era, the women of the planet will play a very significant role. Spirit says that it will be the women who will bring order to this chaos. Righteous women, women who carry the light within them. We are awakening and returning to our inner light and power. And when women shine, it's like the sun. It is reflected throughout the world because women are the healers of humanity. Think about that. There is no love like a mother's love. What you need to understand about this is we need everyone to awaken and to return to the light within, because this demonic rulership has tried to extinguish the light of women for hundreds of thousands of years. And now it is our time to rise. This is what they fear. It's the lioness who fearlessly protects her cubs. We are rising and awakening. The power of the woman is unmatched because of her ability to love. And once women begin to heal their inner traumas from many, many lifetimes, they will be able to assist others, our men and children, to do the same. When you fall off your bike and skin your knee, you are looking for the caress of your mother. Her love for you begins to heal you just by thinking of her. This is why I'm here, to help you begin to heal, because I love you and I will always love you. I want you to think about the statement that Spirit said, you are the point of origin. Your reality is coming from you. You cannot blame anyone but yourself for whatever is manifesting in your life, good or bad. You must take responsibility for your vibration because all things are drawn to you through vibration. You are the origin of the frequency that then begins to draw like vibrations back to the source, which is you. Listen to this as many times as you need to truly hear what I'm saying to you. This should empower you. Your vibration emits a frequency, and then that frequency becomes magnetic because it's a very powerful field of energy that is created through your vibration. The stronger you are in holding a vibration, the stronger the frequency will be that goes out into the cosmos. That energy will draw more of the same, activating the law of attraction, and all that it attracts will be sent back to the source of the frequency, and that source is you. You are emanating these frequencies all day, every day, with your thoughts. This is where the magic begins, within your mind. This is why you must learn to guard your mind, because it is truly the source of all of your creations. When you focus on something, be it positive or negative, it begins to grow stronger. You give it life with your thought energy. When you focus on something for just 3 minutes, it begins to take form in the etheric realm. And as you continue to focus on it, it grows even stronger energetically. And after 20 minutes of focusing on a thing, it must manifest in some way. So just think about that. What are you focusing on throughout your day? And how much time do you spend thinking about it? Now that you are more aware and are beginning to see how powerful your thoughts are, you now have a responsibility to create more consciously. You are the point of origin for everything to manifest in your life. Focus on what you want, not on what you don't want. Get control of your fears by educating yourself and learning more about subjects that will help you overcome your fears. Guard your mind from outer negative influences that are designed to create more fear. This is done so that the darkness can stay in control in your life. You need to break free. Pray, call on your angels, do the internal light meditations, and draw closer to your higher self. This will empower you to create greater peace and light in your life. You draw to you what you vibrate to. Remember that. You draw into your life what you send out vibrationally. So guard your thoughts and become more conscious of what you are thinking about throughout the day. Whatever your focus is on grows and takes form. Take more control of your inner workings, because your inner workings don't stay within. They eventually manifest all around you. Stop giving into your fears and begin to take your power back. Know that you are the point of origin that manifests everything into your life. Begin to recognize the power that you have to create and start to become a more conscious creator. Stop allowing others to program you to create the reality that they want. It's time to wake up and to see how we as humanity have been manipulated throughout time. Others know how powerful we are. Now it's time for us to realize our own power. Begin to grow and learn new things, because it's your old mind, your old way of thinking, that has created your current situation. So in order to grow, it's going to take new knowledge to help you create new circumstances in your life. People begin to experience dramatic shifts in their lives after they start listening to this podcast on a regular basis, because the information is on a higher frequency. And this higher vibrational information begins to shift your vibration and to elevate you to higher states of consciousness. And over a short period of time, you begin to draw new things and higher vibrating realities into your life. Things may have to break down in your old reality first before the new can be born. But once you go through the shedding process, a new higher vibrating life is waiting for you. And this is true because all of this is manifesting from the level of mind. Increase your knowledge through studying higher vibrational information, and I guarantee you that your life will change for the better. You must begin to practice the new concepts in your life that you learn. They must be integrated within your heart, and you will begin to give them space to manifest in your life, because you are the point of origin for everything to manifest in your life. I leave you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. Until our next show, beloved, peace and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.